That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
WQAD Podcast Network.
The Cities with Jim Mertens, a production of WQPT, PBS for the Quad Cities region, a podcast in partnership with WQAD. What's going on in the Quad Cities? Activities, events, fun, politics, sports, local issues and opinions. And now, your host, Jim Mertens.
I'm Jim Mertens, and this is the city's podcast. The Orpheum Theater in downtown Galesburg is a treasure in the city filled with decades of entertainment history. And in December, it's exploring some of that history by staging a radio play that could have been heard on your family radio back in the 1940s. But that's not all the Orpheum has to offer, and I got a chance to talk with the Orpheum's box office manager, Tim Holmes, about what audiences can expect. Well, at the top of the list for the Orpheum right now is Christmas on the Air, your live radio play. What's the premise of this?
So basically, we take the audience back in time to the 1940s, and they're the studio audience for a radio broadcast on Christmas Eve. So it's different holiday skits and commercials and things all from the 40s. The first year we did it, it was all It's a Wonderful Life. There was a script actually for that that you just presented the story of It's a Wonderful Life, and you had different actors at microphones with scripts and everything. And that was about 8 years ago. And the more we've done it, we've actually started to create our own. So we write our own sketches now and everything. And it's fun.
That's a great idea. And these radio plays on stage are just, they're actually a whole lot of fun to watch.
They are. When you describe it to someone, it doesn't sound very exciting because you're like, they're just standing there at mics and holding a script. But it really is fun to watch because everyone plays different characters and they switch off and, you know, and you're going to different microphones and working with props to make sound effects and everything. So it's a great time.
Well, what's also great is that it really does transport you to a different time. I mean, the radio plays were such huge parts of the American life in the 30s, 40s and early 50s.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And all of our, you know, we base all of our sketches on the famous, you know, like R. Miss Brooks and The Lone Ranger and different, you know, all the I Love Lucy, the original My Favorite Husband. So it is. It's just different characters and things that you all know. And that was the entertainment of the day. So, yeah,
tickets obviously are still available. And let's be honest. I mean, this is a great family production that you have. I mean, anybody, any
it
age
is.
Would love it.
Yes, absolutely. And I think this is our seventh or eighth year now. And so we've kind of created a following. And the actors that started off with us in the beginning are still in it. And they have their own like 1940s actor character that they are. And so it's just, we have one of them, Tex Haywood is kind of our Lone Ranger type character. And everybody wants to see Tex Haywood every year in the show. So it's, like I said, we just have this huge following now. It's
Tell
fun.
Me about the Orpheum, because let's be honest, Galesburg is so lucky to have an old vaudeville house that hasn't, you know, been met with the wrecker's stone. It's still intact, a beautiful building. How important is it to the life and entertainment to Galesburg?
Oh, wow. Super important. Because the cool thing is, not only do we bring outside artists in and, you know, different musicians and stuff, but so many local groups in our town use the theater for their productions. So, you know, we have the symphony, we have a choral dynamics group that they do concerts for charity. They're always here. The high school comes and presents here. And because it was a movie theater for so long, working in the box office, I hear people tell stories all the time about growing up and coming to movies here and everything. I joke that but I don't think anyone paid for a ticket because so many people tell me how they snuck into this building to see movies. And I thought, who ever paid for a ticket back then? Because everyone has a story that they just snuck in.
Yeah, so, they got a way to get in. It'd be nice if they pay now. Let's be honest. That would be awful nice.
Right.
Well, like you said, I mean, also the Nutcracker was being performed on December 18th by the Dancer Studio of Monmouth. I mean,
yes.
You really are trying to bring as many different types of culture and entertainment into the building.
Absolutely. And they do a fantastic job. And we're lucky to have them. It's funny because we don't take the building for granted. But because we work here every day, when other people come into the building and they talk about it and admire it, it reminds us how lucky we really are.
Yeah, exactly. But also how costly these buildings are, not just Galesburger, but everywhere as well. You had your fundraising Follies that was just held to try to raise money. Is it really tough to keep a place like the Orpheum, you know, vibrant? You got to pay the electricity bill. You got to pay everything else.
Absolutely. And the thing is, because it's historic, you know, and things, repairs often are way more than I ever would imagine. You know, it's nothing simple. Everything has to be, you know, dealt with in a certain way, and it can get costly. So yeah, it's not cheap.
Well, Tim, for you and all the rest of the people at the Orpheum, I mean, performing, whether it is in musicals or plays or whatever is in your blood. I mean, you've got to be in front of that audience. And let's be honest, for the last 2 years with this pandemic, it has been very tough to reach the audience. Do you feel like there's this pent up demand that people really want to get out? They want to see live performances.
Yes, absolutely. Because we did have a good year there where nobody was in the building. And for us, that was very strange. We were lucky enough that we all kept our jobs and we found creative ways to, you know, we did things on YouTube and everything like that. But now that we're finally able to have these events happen again, people are clamoring to get back into the building. Not just to see the live shows, but just to see the building again.
Yeah, actually, yeah, absolutely beautiful building. And tell me, I mean, because you have some COVID-19 precautions that you want to make sure that people do take if they come into the Orpheum.
Yes, we do require people to wear masks, regardless of their vaccination status. For a while, the performers on stage were also masking up. And now things have changed a little bit, so now they're able to not wear masks. But everybody from, you know, patrons to the ushers, all of us, we mask up.
So what do you expect for this coming year? What's on the plans? What's on the agenda for 2022?
Well, what's kind of going to be exciting is that it's a bunch of our groups, our local groups that I mentioned, they're all now able to come back. So it's almost like almost a homecoming year where, you know, but, you know, we'll have those choral concerts again, and we got some comedians planned and some different things. And then our regular groups, we have some local theater companies that do shows here and stuff. And like, you know, like you mentioned, they're itching to get back here. So like I said, it's like old home week or old home year, maybe.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And let's be honest. I mean, tell me a little bit about that for the arts to be able to come back in 2022. You really do kind of want to have COVID in your rearview mirror.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. What's kind of funny, I mean, sort of funny, is that right at the beginning of this whole pandemic, we talked about the fall, and someone said, oh, this is still happening in the fall. I was, you know, we're not going to make it. And of course, now 2 years later, here we are. So I have to say that our community has been super supportive in keeping us going, even when we were shut down. So,
well, what we have found in community after community, if you don't have a lively art scene, it really does hurt the entire, you know, lifestyle of a city. And so to have the Orpheum in Galesburg, it's really important to support community arts centers such as that, because you're not only supporting the building, you're supporting those performers who just, you know, they do so much for the community.
Absolutely. And like when we had our telethon last year, our fundraising Follies, you know, we were reaching out to all these performers to come in, and we filmed them, you know, so it was safe. And we had no trouble getting people to come perform. They all wanted to. They were grateful to have the opportunity to perform. And then the community really turned out and supported it as well. So it was just a win-win all across the board. And it really showed us how much the community cares about us.
So, Tim, one last pitch, Christmas on the Air. It's going to be at the Orpheum.
Yes.
Be there.
Yes. Tuesday, December 21st. It's a great time, like I said. And then the Nutcracker coming on the 18th. So it's we're going to go right up to Christmas with, you know, having a great time.
The Orpheum's box office manager, Tim Holmes.
Thanks for listening to The Cities with Jim Mertens. And watch The Cities Thursday nights at 7, Sunday afternoon at 4, and Monday night at 6 on WQPT PBS for the Quad Cities region.
WQAD Podcast Network.